Friday, April 9th, hip hop lost an icon today. DMX finally, the plug was pulled, as I understand it, after 4 or 5 days in a vegetative state, essentially. And, you know, I wasn't the biggest DMX fan as an MC in terms of just, you know, skills, lyrical ability and whatnot. I definitely had multiple of his albums, but I don't recall or know them intimately, like front to back, like I do many of the other great 90s legend albums. Always remarkable, though, to learn every time I see it that DMX's first 5 albums all debuted at number 1, which seems unthinkable. Like, it actually does not seem possible that could have happened to almost anyone, let alone DMX. Like, I remember him being huge in the late 90s. Huge. Like, maybe the biggest force in rap. But, like, that crossing over to Billboard 5 times in a row, and I read today, like, the only person who's done it since, and maybe ever, is Beyonce. Like, that just seems unthinkable to me. Anyway, his impact in that stretch there, late 90s-ish, he was everywhere, you know? He was just one of those guys that was somebody that you wanted on all the big collaboration tracks. And very often, you could tell how big he was because you look back at some of these, and he very often had the anchor spot. Like, I think 24 Hours to Live, for example, off Mace's album, a great posse cut, DMX was last. Money, Power, Respect, DMX was last. Murdergram, one that I love from Jigga, Ja Rule, and DMX. DMX was last. And he just was, you know, he had his own lane, his own unique style, his own thing that just really separated him from the pack and made him, you know, special. And again, not my favorite MC, not in my top 50, probably, but in terms of somebody that you want to hear in a guest spot on a verse, or somebody that you want to hear when you're in a certain mood, or somebody that you want to hear when you're out at a club and you want to hear Party Up, Come On. I mean, he's undeniable. So, a pretty big loss, you know? Like, it's clear that hip-hop is really, really feeling this one, and that's trickling down to me. I feel it too. So, RIP to the Dark Man X. May he rest in peace.